Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Want the truth?
Just lie to me, man. Lie to me. I know better.
I feel great.
Oh, yeah. My alarm went off this morning. I was just like, nope. I don't want to do it. I can't. I can't do it.
Please let me sleep for the love of God.
But no, I made it in somehow, some way, and you know, we're getting through the day. Today we are talking about I should have got fired, but I didn't. Mm. Those stories. We've all done stupid things on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it can cost you. I'm happy to say I've never been fired from anything.
I don't think I have either, man.
And but you know what, though? I should have been. Yeah. Like, numerous times. So my big I should have been fired story was, actually, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me.
Troublemaker.
Air conditioner or amp? You pick. Which one?
Well, I know the amp story. Let's hear the air conditioner story.
Air conditioner story? This one's fantastic. All right. Long story short, there's a music event up in Wisconsin called Summerfest, right?
Yeah.
I was a young man. I was working at the radio station I was working at the time. We were just doing live broadcasts, hanging out, having a great time. Well, this young lady came and introduced herself to me at one point when I was standing at our, you know, booth thingy, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, there was chemistry there. So later on in the evening, during the headlining band,
that kind of chemistry,
she came and found me. Her and I went back behind where they keep the wheelchairs and the big air conditioners, and we got to know each other.
You did a little scrumping up, did you?
We learned about each other in the biblical sense. So it was all fine and dandy. Well, I say good eve, madam, and we left and we parted ways. I never saw her again. I went up and told my buddy, I was like, damn, that chick from before, blah, blah, blah. He, without skipping a beat, looks at our program director, our boss, taps on the shoulder and goes, oh, Brock just nailed a chick over on an air conditioner.
Oh,
I'm just
come
like,
on.
Come on. I'm in work gear. I'm like, dude. So the next day, the following week, I go into the office and my program director calls me in. My boss calls me in, kicks everyone else out of the office.
Brock, please report to the office.
And I'm like, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is how I go. This is how I go. And yeah, right there. But he said, he just looks at me. He's like, don't let it happen again.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, God, thank you. Right. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for letting me keep my job. It was such a good time. But
I mean, if there's a way to go out, I guess that's the way to go out. But
you know?
Yeah.
If people ask you, like, how'd you get fired?
Funny story. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We got to take a look at news. We'll be back.
Rock 106.